live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a daytime ambulance base is to be established in Muncrana as 12 additional ambulance personnel are to be deployed to the northwest this year. It's been confirmed that Councillor Frank McBurtie has applied to join Fine Gael. A cross-border chase has led to two men being apprehended in Derry who are believed to have been involved in two hit-and-runs in the city yesterday. And a Garda investigation has been launched after a sum of money was stolen from a house in Letterkenny last weekend. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, police are currently at the scene of a security alert in the Fern Park area of Derry following the discovery of a suspicious object this afternoon. A number of homes have been evacuated and a number of roads in the area have been closed. Councillor Brian Tierney says once again people in the Gaia area are facing significant disruption as police deal with the suspicious device.
A suspicious object has been found very close to one of the properties in Fern Park. Currently, approximately 30 homes have been evacuated and some of them have gone to the nearby Shantallow Community Centre, which has been opened. And we have to pay tribute to, obviously, Shantallow Community Residents Association and Derry City and Savannah District Council for getting this rest centre open for residents so quickly. Chatting to police, we are looking at possibly extending the cordon, which means, obviously, more evacuations. Army technical officers are on their way, and when they arrive, obviously, they're the experts in this field. And we'll see where we're at then. But there's a lot of disruption caused. This is a large residential area with lots of young families in it. We've got children coming home from school, both primary and secondary school, not knowing where they were going to or where their families were. So there's a lot of disruption and a lot of anger in Fern Park and in the wider Gaia area.
We could be talking well into this evening and into tonight before this is resolved.
Well, I hope not, but that's what it's looking like at the moment. Obviously, we have to wait until the Army technical officers get here. Carry out their investigations.
And one of the realities in a situation like this always is that whatever the motive, whatever those behind it think they're doing, the people being immediately inconvenienced are the local people, those who live in the area.
Yes, in the opinion of the SDLP, there is no motive which is justifiable to this type of activity. But as you say, the only people that are being affected now currently are the 30 homes who have been evacuated in the wider Gaia and Fern Park area.
A daytime ambulance base is to be established in Buncrana. It was announced by Minister Finian McGrath this week that 12 additional ambulance personnel are to be deployed to the northwest this year, with confirmation from the National Ambulance Service this morning that six of them will be based in Inishowen. There have been repeated calls for a second ambulance base to be established in the peninsula, with figures issued earlier this year showing ambulance call-outs in Inishowen rose by 12% between 2016 and 2018. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says today's announcement is a major step in providing adequate ambulance cover for the peninsula.
I've spoken to Paddy O'Riordan, the regional National Ambulance Service manager, this morning, and he's taken me through the news. Basically, we'll have six staff who will be a daytime service. They'll be there from 10 to 12 hour shifts based in Buncrana. So we'll have a dedicated ambulance base in Buncrana for the first time. This is something that we've campaigned for many, many years. So it is great news for the people of Buncrana. Also good news for the people of Inishowen, because we now have a wider coverage. We'll have Carndonagh, Buncrana and Letterkenny all serving the people of the Inishowen Peninsula and making sure that we have that full emergency cover. So it's very welcome news.
In terms of that access, as you said, the Letterkenny, Buncrana, Carn access, do you believe this is going to substantially answer the issues with the ambulance service that have been identified over the years in terms of coverage and in terms particularly of response times?
It means that, you know, this rotating coverage. So, for example, sometimes you'll have an ambulance based in Carndonagh dealing with an incident in South Inishowen, then there's no coverage for that whole Inishowen Peninsula area. Now, for certainly 12 hours a day, you'll have two ambulances covering the entire peninsula. So that gives you a great deal of security. And then what we'll be looking for, obviously, is to try and get two 24-hour bases. But this is a major step in the right direction. And hopefully, you know, it'll give people that sort of comfort to know that there's that extra coverage. Six additional staff have. And as I say, really good news for the people of Buncrana and South Inishowen to finally have that base they fought for such a long time.
Meanwhile, Deputy Charlie McConlough says the additional personnel will make great strides in reducing response times in Inishowen.
What's essential here is that it's operated in a way that gives the best possible response times to Inishowen, and in particular that we ensure that the north of the peninsula, which is left very exposed in situations where the ambulance is called out, that we don't see the type of response times that that people have had to endure too many occasions over the last couple of years of half an hour on occasions, and that we now see proper response times.
The Taoiseach has held talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Mrs. Merkel is in Dublin to discuss the border and the latest state of play for Brexit. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe is outside the talks.
Angela Merkel has been meeting with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and also a delegation from Northern Ireland who've been trying to give her a better understanding of the border. Many comparisons have been made between a potential hard border return and the Berlin Wall, which may resonate with the German leader. Sinn Féin's President Mary Lou McDonald says it's important Mrs. Merkel understands the complexities of it.
Peace in Ireland has to be protected, and they shouldn't misunderstand for a second the political implications of any hardening of the border.
It's a significant week of meetings for Leo Varadkar after his trip to Paris on Tuesday, and he'll be hoping he's done enough to win lasting support from France and Germany for Ireland's position if no deal Brexit comes about next week. We'll hear from Chancellor Merkel and the Taoiseach in the next hour or so. Sean Defoe, Farmley House.
It's been confirmed that Councillor Frank McBurtie has applied to join Fine Gael. Minister Joe McHugh confirmed today that Councillor McBurtie's application is currently being considered. Fellow Stranorna Municipal District Councillor Martin Harley stated yesterday that he would reconsider his position within the party if Councillor McBurtie were added to the party ticket. Minister McHugh today says while no formal decision has yet been made, he has no problem with Councillor McBurtie being added to the party ticket for the Stranorna area.
Obviously, the National Executive now are looking at that request. That will be considered, and the National Executive meet now on a weekly basis. But I'm also aware that National Executive will be listening to our grassroots and will be making an informed decision in relation to this application. And can I just point out, in relation to Martin, you're correct in terms of saying about Martin being a loyal member of the party, hard-working member of the party down the years. Certainly, in the Stranorna area, he's been a very, very strong
voice. Why would he not have been contacted about this?
It is a fairly blunt and, I suppose, at times effective, and it can be sometimes seen as a blunt instrument around the addition or deletion of candidates. Somebody makes an application, it's been considered, and no decision has been made yet. No decision has been made as we speak on the phone here. So, obviously, headquarters are considering this request. It's a twin approach. There's the position of joining the party, and then obviously it would become a decision if Frank decided to run again, which he intends doing. But I just want to point out that Frank McBurtie is a hard-working councillor. He has the interest of his area very much at heart, and we're building our party. We've got a very, very strong team together. We've got a formidable group.
Would you like to see him on the ticket, Minister?
Yeah, I would have no problem with Frank on the ticket.
A cross-border chase has led to two men being apprehended in Derry who are believed to have been involved in two hit-and-runs in the city yesterday. Police say they are particularly keen to speak with the driver of the car that was struck on the Grotty Road and the pedestrian that avoided the suspect's vehicle. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Police in Derry yesterday received a report of a Volkswagen Golf being involved in a hit-and-run on the Temple Road in Strathfoyle. Further calls were received about the manner in which the vehicle was being driven. The car was identified on the Limavady Road and police followed it over the Foyle Bridge. A vehicle checkpoint was set up, which the driver ignored and continued its speed along the Madams Bank Road. The car was pursued by police, but the driver failed to stop before continuing to take the wrong side of the roundabout on Racecourse Road. Gardaí were contacted by the PSNI as the vehicle travelled towards Donegal. Gardaí located the car and gave chase back across the border. Police recommenced their searches and received a further report of a hit and run on the Grotty Road and a near miss with a pedestrian. The occupants of the vehicle made off on foot after abandoning the car but were located close by. The two men were arrested for a number of offences and are currently in custody.
A Garda investigation has been launched after a sum of money was stolen from a house in Letterkenny last weekend. A house in the Caernamaga upper area of the town was broken into sometime between the hours of 7 o'clock on Saturday evening and 1 o'clock on Sunday morning last. No damage was caused to the property, but an unknown sum of cash was taken. Garda say no arrests have been made, but investigations are ongoing. A mother of two who has terminal cervical cancer has settled her High Court action for the alleged misreading of a smear test for €2.5 million. The settlement has been reached with a Texas lab called Clinical Pathology Laboratories. It admitted a breach of duty in relation to the reading of the smear, which was taken in 2010 under the cervical check program. The court heard the woman has a life expectancy of 12 to 22 months. Her solicitor, Cian O'Carroll, says it's been a distressing time for the woman and her family.
She was looking forward to getting home to her children, and she has had a very worrying time. It's not easy for anyone to come before the High Court, and despite whatever assurances you give somebody, they're worried that things might not go well for them. It wasn't a concern that I had. I knew it was a rock-solid argument and case that she had, but it's very, very distressing.
Concerns being expressed that Sligo Airport's ability to act as a base for Rescue 118 may be compromised due to a lack of funding. The helicopter serves the west and northwest coastline, as well as providing medevac and other services across the wider region. However, Shane Ellis, a Leitrim-based Fianna Fáil representative, says the airport is now struggling to meet the costs required for a 24-hour air traffic tower, which is critical to operate the Rescue 118. Mr. Ellis says relocating the base would not be logical.
Sligo Airport has been struggling for a good many years now with funding since the removal of the public service obligation in 2011 when the last Sligo-Dublin flights were removed. And since then, the airport has been largely self-sufficient and self-funding. Sligo needs to be manned 24/7 because it is the base for 118, our rescue helicopter. There are four current helicopter bases around the country at the moment in Sligo, Shannon, Waterford and Dublin. And like Sligo, Waterford no longer has any commercial flights or activity out of it. But Waterford has received funding yearly to cover the day-to-day running costs. Now, I believe at the moment Sligo is under the same pressure as Waterford is, and it needs to be fund it adequately. And we're not talking about a lot of money here. We're talking about €50,000 to man the tower for the year.
Do the Coast Guard have an alternative plan? Do they have a fallback position?
Not that I'm aware of. But to relocate, I'm told by the chair of the Sligo Airport, to relocate the aircraft, you're talking in the region of between €1 and €2 million. We're talking about 50,000 here we need to man this air traffic tower 24/7. So if it was manned properly, the cost of relocation would be working out about 25 years of funding for the service in Sligo. So relocation is out of the question.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 5:15 and time's the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We're starting with soccer news. Eddie Sadak has stepped down as manager of the Derry City Reserves Ulster Senior League side. Derry acknowledged the services of Sadak, who has been involved with the Candy Stripes for more than a decade. He's the second coach to leave the Brandywell in a week, following John Coyke's decision to move on from the underage setup. Sadak's final game in charge was a 4-1 defeat to Bonagie United last night. Elsewhere, the next Ireland senior team boss, Stephen Kenny, he'll make a return to his managerial roots to oversee an elite Derry team for the Ryan McBride Soccer Sixes, held in honour of the former Candy Stripes captain who passed away suddenly 2 years ago. Kenny's involvement is a major coup for this year's event, given that he is currently the Republic of Ireland under 21 manager and will have the honour of succeeding Mick McCarthy as senior boss in 2020. Kenny has enjoyed a decorated career in the League of Ireland, where he became one of the most successful managers ever, securing 5 league titles, 3 FAA Cups and 6 League Cups. A host of former domestic and international stars are scheduled to line out at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium on the 5th of May 2019 for what is gearing up to be a sold-out event. And the Republic of Ireland climbed 5 places in the latest FIFA World Rankings. Mick McCarthy's side are now joint 29th in the world after their recent wins against Gibraltar and Georgia in the Euro 2020 qualifiers. They share that spot with Serbia and Venezuela, while Northern Ireland, they're up two spots to 33rd. Belgium remain ahead of world champions France as the top-ranked team. England are up one spot to 4th. Elsewhere, Liverpool have been handed a fitness boost ahead of their trip to Southampton tomorrow evening. Defender Virgil van Dijk has recovered from a knock suffered in their win over Spurs and is available to face his former club. Should Liverpool win tomorrow, they'll return to the top of the Premier League. In some transfer news, Norwich goalkeeper Michael McGovern has agreed a contract extension with the club. The new deal will keep the Northern Ireland Irish shotstopper at Carrow Road until June 2020. McGovern joined Norwich from Hamilton in 2016 after a string of impressive performances at the summer's European Championships. And elsewhere, Raúl Jiménez, he says it was an easy decision to join Wolves on a permanent deal. The Mexican has been on loan at Molineux this season and is the club's leading goal scorer with 15 goals. It's understood Wolves have paid Portuguese side Benfica £30 million for Jiménez. Up in Scotland, Hibs boss Paul Heckenbottom has been named the Scottish Premiership's Manager of the Month for March. His side went unbeaten in the league during that period, winning two games and drawing the other. Next up for Hibs is a trip to Edinburgh rivals Hearts on Saturday. And Celtic, they say they will vigorously defend charges brought up against captain Scott Brown by the SFA. Their skipper has been cited for not acting in the best interests of football during Sunday's Old Firm clash with Rangers. The club has been charged with failing to control their players in the same game. In schools football, it was a difficult day for PCC Falkirk in the FAI Schools Junior B National Cup final. The Donegal side lost out to O'Connell CBS from Dublin by 6-0 in this afternoon's final played in Sligo. 5 of the goals came in the second half as the game seen 4 players sent off. Well, in horse racing, Gordon Elliott will make history on Saturday by training 13 of the 40 entries for the Grand National. The County Meath trainer breaks the record of Martin Pipe, who saddled 10 entries in 2001. Elliott's Tiger Roll will most likely go off as favourite and is aiming to become the first horse to win back-to-back nationals since Red Rum in 1974. Well, with the news of the first day at the Aintree Festival, here's Dennis Kirwan.
Ken Boy, who fell at the first in the Cheltenham Gold Cup, gained compensation this afternoon. The 9-4 favourite running out the impressive winner of the Grade 1 Betway Bowl for trainer Willie Mullins and jockey Ruby Walsh, while the Jessica Harrington-trained Super Sunday bounced back to form to record his third Grade 1 success in the Betway Aintree Hurdle, holding off the challenge of Bouverdaire by just over a length at odds of 15-2. The Nicky Henderson-trained 11-4 shot Pentland Hills followed up his triumph hurdle success with a hard-fought victory by a neck over Fakir Duderiz in the Doombar Juvenile Hurdle, while the opening race, the 2.5 mile novice chase, was won by 4-1 shot Kalashnikov, providing Amy Murphy with her first Grade 1 success as a trainer. At the Aintree Grand National Festival, I'm Dennis Kirwan.
Moving on to rugby, and having scored a try from the bench last week, there's a start in the Ulster midfield for Luke Marshall. That's in their Pro 14 match away to Glasgow on Friday. Rob Little returns on the wing, joining Jacob Stockdale and Michael Lowry in the back three. Darren Cave, who announced this week that he'll retire at the end of the campaign, he's on the replacements bench. Lock Alan O'Connor will skipper the team as they look to maintain their push for a place in the playoffs. Finally, for this evening in golf and the PGA Tour this week, there's 3 Irish players in action. Patrick Harrington and Graham McDowell, they both tee off after 7 o'clock. Seamus Power is already on the course at the Valero Texas Open. He's on 2 under par through 9 holes. It's a good start by Power. Ricky Fowler, Kyle Stanley and Matt Kuchar, they lead the way. They're all on 4 under par through 11 and 10 holes respectively. This event, of course, sees a spot for the Masters available to the winner who hasn't already qualified for next week's event. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a Ballyshannon man who was found guilty of indecently assaulting a 14-year-old girl who was babysitting his children in his home while his wife was having a baby in hospital has been jailed for 14 months at Donegal Town Circuit Court. 65-year-old Patrick Patton of Cashelard, Ballyshannon, had denied indecently assaulting Geraldine McParlian in July 1980. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The father of three and former ESB employee was found guilty of the first count of indecently assaulting the young girl after a four-day trial at a previous sitting of the court. Yesterday's court was told the defendant will be appealing the verdict to the Court of Criminal Appeal. In jailing the defendant on the first count, Judge John Aylmer told the court it was clear from the evidence that there was a considerable amount of force and violence used against which the complainant struggled. It also involved a significant breach of trust of a young girl of 14 who was related to the defendant's wife. The counsel asked the court to consider a non-custodial sentence and if not, then a sentence within the range available. Judge John Aylmer rejected an appeal for bail for the defendant from defence counsel Michael Duffy after he had sentenced Pat Patton to 14 months in jail at yesterday's sitting.
More details of the case is available on our website highlandradio.com. An Irish conservation group is in County Sligo today examining the latest whale to wash up on Western Shores. The adult female sperm whale was found dead on Streeta Strand earlier this week. It's the third whale to have been found on Irish shorelines in the last 2 weeks. A 43-foot male sperm whale was discovered washed up in Maharorty 2 weeks ago. Dave Wall, conservation officer with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, says the proximity of the wash-ups is quite concerning.
Are they likely to be linked? Well, more than likely, yes, because our average strandings for sperm whale each year is 1 to 2 animals. Now, we have had the odd kind of blip in that, you know, back in 2009 we'd 5 stranded. But to get them stranded this close together in roughly the same stretch of coastline is quite unusual.
Serious concern has been raised over the future of Buncrana Tidy Towns Committee. It's understood that there's major discontent among members of the committee over what they say is a lack of support and resources from Donegal County Council, despite a commitment that resources would not be scaled back after the abolishment of the town council in 2014. Members say that services have been seriously impacted. Councillor Jack Murray says frustration is heightening and all Inishowen councillors must unite on the issue to find a solution.
The town council was there, you had a far better kind of relationship. Well, no, there is a good working relationship with the Tidy Towns and local staff and the council, but you had a far more focused and dedicated approach from the town council that would have supported them. But you can see examples now, like the pollinator plan that was in place in Buncrana, in which Buncrana Tidy Towns had won numerous awards. They won 4 gold medals, they won Northwest medal for it, and in Ireland West as well. That has now been scaled back due to lack of resources within Donegal County Council, and it's a really, really retrograde step. And all councillors, not just myself, have been raising this consistently. I went up and I met with a senior roads engineer last week about this issue, and I've written again to Director of Service and the initial manager on this issue. But I think things have really, really come to a head. We've been trying to work behind the scenes on this. We've been trying to push in all approaches, but we've been kind of banging our head against the wall for a while, and resources have been diminishing, and it's really unacceptable. And I think there is going to have to be something very significant going to happen. I think certainly the 9 county councillors will need to unite on this and demand greater resources.
For weather now, a cold and breezy day with scattered showers, bringing the risk of hail and thunder and wintry falls on high ground. Highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, police are currently at the scene of a security alert in the Fern Park area of Derry following the discovery of a suspicious object this afternoon. A number of homes have been evacuated and a number of roads in the area closed. A daytime ambulance base is to be established in Buncrana. It was announced by Minister Finian McGrath this week that 12 additional ambulance personnel are to be deployed to the northwest this year, with confirmation from the National Ambulance Service this morning that 6 of them will be based in Inishowen. It's been confirmed that Councillor Frank McBurtie has applied to join Fine Gael. Minister Joe McHugh confirmed today that Councillor McBurtie's application is currently being considered. And a Garda investigation has been launched after a sum of money was stolen from a house in Letterkenny at the weekend. A house in the Carnamugga area of the town was broken into sometime between the hours of 7 o'clock on Saturday evening and 1 o'clock on Sunday morning last. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The original notices for this Thursday evening, the 4th of April. The death has taken place of Billy Hart, Ballyduff Terrace, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Philomena Langan, née Culhane, 17, New Street, Claddy, formerly of Kilmallock, County Limerick. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnyloop at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has occurred of Susan Coyle, née Carlin, 14, Oakland Drive, Castledurg. Susan's remains are reposing at her daughter and son-in-law Sinead and Stephen Moss's home, 45, Lisnacloon Road, Castledurg. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 1:20 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Castledurg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place in England of Geoffrey Brown, formerly of St. Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. His remains are reposing at his mother's residence, Cavan Hill, Lifford. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for service in Ballindrate Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of William George Neely, Carrick, Trenta. His remains are reposing at Trenta Presbyterian Church. Viewing this evening in the church until 9 o'clock. Service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery.